Good afternoon, brethren. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, "Pray without ceasing." What does that mean? Well, in fact, it's verses 16, 17, and 18 all go together. Verse 16 says, "Rejoice always." Verse 17 says, "Pray without ceasing." And verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ." So we are to be in an attitude of thankfulness and prayer every day of our lives. When the temple was dedicated, Solomon made a prayer to God, and this is part of what he said. "Then what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man or by all the people of Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart and spread forth his hand towards this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place and forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways whose heart you know. For you only know the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear you all the days that they live in the land which you gave to our father." And we know that God filled the temple with his glory after that prayer. So the temple was a place of prayer. In fact, when you'll remember when Christ threw the animals out of the courtyard of the temple, and he said, This temple is a house of prayer, not a place for making money. So prayer is communication with God. It's talking to God. And there's a parable that's relevant here, parable of the unjust judge, where a woman went to the unjust judge seeking justice. And in verse 6 to 8, the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?" And the point of this parable is that we must be persistent in our prayers. There's another lesson that we can learn about prayers from Acts 12. You remember Peter was put in prison. And while in prison, it says in verse 5, "Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church of God unto him." And verses 12 to 16, Peter was let out by a miracle. The angels opened the doors. They let him into the street. And Peter went to this woman's house. And it says in verse 12, "When he had considered the thing, the shock of being released, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. As Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. When she saw she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, 'You are mad.' But she constantly affirmed that it was so. Then they said, 'It is his angel.' But Peter continued knocking. And when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished." They'd been praying for his release, and they were astonished when he was released. God can intervene in our lives in response to our prayers in 100 different ways, ways you've never even thought about. Expect the unexpected with God. He does listen to our prayers. Expect him to answer. We pray before God's throne, and we must be persistent. Sometimes we might see prayer as our last resort. Actually, it's our most powerful tool. In our congregation we have a prayer circle before services at least once a month, where two or three are gathered together. Remember what God said, "There I am in the midst of you." What a privilege. We have intercessory prayers during our service. And since the veil of the temple was torn in two at Christ's death, believers now have access not just to the temple, not to the temple anymore, because that's gone, but we have access to the very throne of God in personal prayer. That's a huge privilege. Matthew 28:19 tells us to go into the world and preach the gospel. How can we do that? One way is through prayer. Let's pray fervently and persistently to be bold and wise in sharing the gospel individually and for God's blessing on outreach, making the gospel known both locally and globally. Let's take this on in our personal prayers, prayer circle, and intercessory prayers. Let's be persistent and fervent in prayer, supporting both preaching and living of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, here is my word of encouragement. Pray without ceasing.